Yo, everyone, what is up? Smash Podcast here today. Quick announcement. I know you see Blaze Icon, but trust me, he's not here today. He's currently under the weather right now, so just me, Saul, Super G gonna hold it down today. But let's get on with the show. Saul, why don't you go introduce yourself, man?
It's the boy, the Soul King. I'm just ready for these topics. And there was like a new trailer I want to talk about probably at the end of the podcast.
Oh yeah, man, that what was it called? Something
It's called
Bright?
Bright Burn.
Yeah,
Pretty
Brightburn.
cool.
Bro, the entire time I'm thinking, all right, is this Superman?
I
Like,
was
is
thinking
looking
so
like.
too. Yeah, I was thinking so too, man. I was like, yo, this is like, I think he did that just because. I don't know, man.
Yeah, man. Probably get back. Who knows? But it's looking like a really good movie. But let's get
Yeah,
on to
definitely.
our topic. So today, Avengers 4 trailer drops. Just like Infinity War, I was not sold on the first one. They set the premise for the movie pretty much. Tony Stark, he's stuck in space, running low on food resources. I'm pretty sure Nebula's on there with him because she did survive the Thanos snap afterwards. So they probably just didn't just show her. And then they show Avengers back in, what was it, the Avengers facility? I forget what it's called exactly, but it was Captain America, Black Widow, and yeah, it's Captain America and Black Widow just talking about what just happened. It cuts to, who was it? Ronan. I think his new name is Ronan now, but Hawkeye. His new name is Ronan now.
It was a Hawkeye who has turned into Ronin.
Right. Yeah, so it's definitely a much darker tone for this movie right now, but like, I need another trailer to get sold on it. Like, it's gonna take more than Tony Stark suffocating in space for me to get sold yet. But how you
Yeah,
feel?
I would agree. I don't know how I'm supposed to feel about this trailer as of right now. Also, who was left after the fight between Thanos? It was after Tony got stabbed, it was Tony, Doctor Strange.
No, he's gone too.
I know, I'm trying to remember who was all who was all there and who was all left.
Oh yeah, so on Titan it was Nebula. I forget her name. She just joined Guardians. I forget her name. The
Oh, you're talking
the
about the
Asian chick.
antenna chick. Yeah, the antenna chick.
So Nebula, her, it was Drax, Star Lord, Tony Stark, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange. Who else was there with him? I'm pretty sure I'm forgetting somebody.
You said Star Lord.
Yeah, I
I
think.
the thing was about it, but like yeah, everybody disappeared except
Yeah,
for him and
Nebula.
Nebula.
Yeah, it was pretty much just the two left there on Titan. So I'm guessing they took their ship, they crashed into Thanos, I think, or one of them. Because one of the ship got destroyed when she crashed into him.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, but Tony, he probably fixed it up.
It's true. It's that place is pretty much a scrapyard.
But
And then back on.
I don't. The thing is, like Nebula, does she have to eat or like anything?
We didn't see her in a trailer, but I'm pretty sure she's on a ship with them.
Yeah. But what was you about to say? Go ahead and say what you was about to say.
Oh yeah, so back on Earth, got Captain America, Black Widow, Ronan, Thor. I don't remember seeing anyone else because they pretty much all is left is the original Avengers.
Yeah. I don't
And of
know.
course.
I'm just still. I don't know. Of course, it's going to be a good film. It's
Yeah.
Avengers, but like, I don't know. It feels like this film is going to be slowly like a, I don't know, like everybody getting together finally at the end or something. Like, it's going to be, I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a weird pace movie.
It could be. This is definitely a new tone for them. Like a much like deeper scale for them. But yeah, that's definitely a real droody. But of course, the best part of the trailer was Ant-Man coming at the end. But I'm puzzled, like, how did he get out of the quantum zone? Because at the end, Ant-Man and Wasp, of course, I forget his name, Hank Pym and Wasp, they disappeared. He was stuck down there. So I'm not sure how he got back out from there.
Who knows? They're probably gonna figure out. They're probably he's there, so he's probably gonna tell him. He most likely knows something.
Yeah.
So who knows? We're gonna figure out something, and
Yeah.
everybody's gonna get brought back to life. Like,
Yep. So Infinity War was kind of pointless to a degree.
somebody is gonna die. But majority of everybody is going to be brought back to life.
Yeah.
And
Well,
also, remember in the scene where it's Hulk is looking at the photos of who's ever missing or gone.
Right, that's why Banner was there too. Yeah, it showed. Was that Shusley? I think it's his Black Panther's sister name. Shusley, is that her name? Shuri. Got Shusley from.
Yeah, Shusley is from fucking Naruto, I think.
Yeah, but what the hell am I thinking? Yeah.
But yeah, it had Shuri on there. It had what's the guy's name? Ant-Man, I don't even know his name. That's terrible.
Which one?
The Ant-Man that was at the end of the trailer.
Hank? No, oh, Scott. Okay.
Scott Lang. Yeah, Scott Lang. It was Scott Lang, Shuri, and then a small second is like Shuri picture switched to Peter Parker.
Yeah.
So that's why people are assuming that it's clearly it's everybody that something's going on. These two are missing. People don't know. The reason why I think Peter Parker's picture is up there is because people don't know that he got snapped.
Right.
The only people that know were they're gone. And like Tony, he's still lost too. So they don't know. They don't even know he left, I think. Cause he snuck on the ship.
Right. I don't know if they know his identity either, because only Tony Stark knows.
I think many people know his identity cause they had his face on there. So I think they just don't know where he went, because they don't know. Cause remember, he like after the fight with the fight after the guy was torturing Doctor Strange, they didn't know he was on
Ebony Maw.
Yeah, Ebony Maw. They didn't know he was on there, and I think that's like, I don't know, man. I think that whole scene is like. For everybody that's missing, Shuri probably went in hiding. Who knows? Because I think if Shuri was the event, like get snapped, I think they would have showed that. It's kind of stupid if they didn't show that in Infinity War.
Yeah, but all we know is all our brothers and sisters, they're gone, man. Black Panther gone. Who else? War Machine, he's gone.
Yeah.
Did Mbaku leave too, or is he still there? I can't remember.
Mbaku, I think he's still there. I believe he's still there. But is Falcon there?
I think he's gone. I think he survived.
I think they just got Bucky out of there. Just like, yeah, I'm gonna get Bucky out of here.
So they didn't get all of them.
I don't know. I definitely need probably two more trailers to get hot.
Yeah, definitely, man. But speaking of Spider-Man, allegedly the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer is supposed to drop today. And I believe
I just tweeted something about it. They showed it in Brazil, I believe. And people were talking about you don't have any hints in the trailer about what happened in Infinity War or Endgame. If they just say it feels like a trailer from the Spider-Man universe. So, and they said that you get the reveal from Mysterio and stuff like that. So,
yeah,
we're most likely gonna see it in like the next hour or two.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm trying to figure out the timeline for Far From Home, because we know in Infinity War we see Peter Parker on a bus, and supposedly in Far From Home they're like out of country, I believe, out of state.
Yeah. Either way, it has to, like, I think this is like a, I really think this is like a time skip.
I don't know. It might be like before Infinity War happens, because they're on a bus. They were to come back into the city, I believe. So if they were out of the country, they could come back to the airport and drive back in. You don't think
maybe,
so?
But I don't know, because that's a very small time frame.
That is.
I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't like that, because I need to remember the timeline, but like that's a very short time, because Spider-Man Homecoming like took place in like 2017, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be something. Hopefully it drops within an hour or so today.
And then on top of that, like, Mysterio is a very experienced, like, a villain. So, like, him going against Mysterio before he go against, you know, like Ebony Maw and everybody, he still acts childish.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
Yep, it could be his greatest foe yet, though. So I guess probably confronting Mysterio might force him, like, mature then and take it more seriously. Well, we'll see whenever it drops.
It's probably definitely going to be better than, you know, Homecoming.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But yeah, we'll definitely see. I was praying that it dropped right before we went live so we could actually watch it.
Oh, that would have been great, man. Trust me. I'll probably put the show on pause just to watch it, then come back so you can talk about it. But I mean, other news, Titans been doing phenomenally on DC Universe, and it's just been reported it'll be airing on Netflix soon as well. And of course, me and you, so we're only in the group, I believe, watching it. Bloody, he's waiting until all the episodes drop.
One second. There's just another tweet, you know, about, you know, Spider-Man Far From Home. They said Jake Gyllenhaal says Mysterio is brought in by Nick Fury to team up with Spider-Man and to hunt down the Elementals in Far From Home. I don't know. Then Tom Holland says they are brothers in arms and their friendship stands out throughout the film.
Were they ever teamed up in the comics?
I can't tell you, but that sounds interesting.
That's bizarre. It's like Spider-Man and Venom teaming up in their first movie together. Like, nah.
It's fandom. I think it's a troll. I think it's a troll.
It could be, though. Should I get some clicks in before the trailer drops? Who knows?
Yeah. But we were talking about Titans.
Yeah.
The best DC show out right now.
It really is the best DC show right now. Like Flash, people said the newer season is good. I haven't checked it out yet. People say Arrow's gotten better after like a season that was trash, I believe. Like Supergirl, I don't even bother with. Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah, Legends of Tomorrow looks too damn cheesy for me, but I can't really say much about the show. But it's finally been announced that Titans will be airing on Netflix as well, which I kind of thought they should have done this from the beginning, but I guess they want to get people on DC Universe, get that traffic flowing, get people used to their subscription service. But this is ultimately good for the show, because right now we don't know how many people are subscribed to DC Universe, but we already know how big Netflix is. So putting that show on there could potentially bring more people in DC Universe and to like the show as well. They could drop one of the episodes on there and say, hey, if you want to see the rest, come subscribe to DC Universe. But we'll see how they play it out. What do you think about it?
I think they're going to put, like, after, you know, when did they say it was going to be on Netflix?
I don't remember the date. I can look it up real quick.
But I think they're going to put the whole thing on there just for, like, you know, for, like, Netflix. If they don't do that, you know, episode by episode, like, you know, DC or Hulu. But I think, if it goes on Netflix, I think people are really going to like it. It's a different take on, like, you know, the Titans in general. It's really good.
Yeah.
I look forward to Fridays just to watch it. Like, I really do. It's really good.
Like, I was mad at first that I kept it week by week, but like now that I'm actually watching it weekly, I'm actually pretty enjoying it.
Yeah. Like at first, I remember I was ranting about like, why are they gonna have it week by week? That's annoying. Right. But like, I get actually look forward to like watching it. Like, on Friday, the Titans, man, and then that recent episode
Next week,
trust me, you guys need to watch it.
I know, it's such a good show. And like, it's funny how the Netflix original spoiled the hell out of us because we're used to binge watching stuff as soon as it drops. So like, this comes along, like, bro, what the hell? Why do we have all the episodes? But I actually started enjoying it. But the premiere date for on Netflix is January 11th.
I think it's going to be done within probably the next couple weeks, I believe.
Yeah. So they got time.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a good show, y'all. If you like a more mature, darker tone to a DC universe, I know they hated DC in the beginning for that, because Batman vs. Superman, Man of Steel, stuff like that. But I'm telling you, what they did in the Titans is phenomenal. One of the best shows out here right now.
Amazing, bro. Like, I can't give you more props. Right. It's really good. Course, the only bad thing about it is
that CG, man.
The CG is trash. Complete garbage.
Do you think it's on CW level or worse? Because sometimes it looks a little worse for me.
It might be worse, man. I don't understand what the budget was for this show, but it's kind of bad. It's like it's worse than Black. Like Black Lightning's ain't even this bad. It's like kind of it's kind of trash. Like every time, like when people jump in, like doing like supernatural feats, you're like, ugh, this looks terrible. It looks like something that. Like from like 10 years ago,
like Smallville, something like that, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Like Smallville, you're like, oh my god, this is atrocious.
Yeah, but we understand CG is expensive, especially get software engineers to do that. But it looks like it hasn't evolved that much over the years, especially for TV shows in a way. Because I'm not sure.
It depends on the success and like you know the budget of the. Of the show, like Game of Thrones, you know, it's a show, and it has a god tier budget. Like when they were showing like some of the scenes with like like the recent like season, it looked like a movie. So I don't. It just depends on the budget, and clearly, they didn't put the budget in the CG.
Yeah, but we heard like when the show before the show even aired, it was renewed for like 2-3 more seasons, I believe. So now they have more faith in it.
Yeah, that's good. So like most likely we're gonna probably get a bigger budget for season 2, and depending on like how that goes, even more bigger budget for you know season 3. Like
right.
Yeah, I really hope. And then they announced Doom Patrol.
Yeah.
And They didn't say anything about Hawk and Dove, right?
For their own show or in the in Titans?
Yeah, for their own show.
I don't believe they said anything recently. I'm checking real quick. But when is Doom Patrol supposed to drop?
I have no idea, but I'm looking forward to that one too because I want to see everybody in actual action. So we really didn't get to see nothing in like the episode that they were in.
Yeah, because like the first time I was introduced to him was in like the original Teen Titans TV show back then. Like I really didn't care for him that much to know much about him, but when I saw him again in Titans, like oh okay, these people are actually pretty cool. I should start researching him a little bit.
Yeah, so I did the same thing because I really didn't know much about them either. So
yeah, so I'm glad they portrayed him actually pretty well in the show because I knew you were a fan of them. So once you got to the episode, I was really wondering how you think about him, how they actually use him in that show. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. But it's looking good for DC right now. Got nothing to praise. Of course, like we talked about last week, Aquaman is doing well.
Yeah, they on the road, man. They got Aquaman. They got Titans. Then after that, they got Shazam.
It's looking real good for them. They even announced another movie they're making, but we'll cover that later on in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. But real quick, man. We all grew up with Disney, right? Old cartoons, some of the live action shows, but my god, these live action movies, bro, they have not been that good. So recently, they released a trailer for a new Kim Possible movie, bro. Of course, we all had low expectations for it, but watching that trailer for ourselves, it just, for me, it plummeted off the cliff, man. That was bad. Like, it was really bad.
I don't know what you is, like, I already knew that was going to be terrible, because one, it was it said Disney Channel. It wasn't like,
right.
It's going to be like an actual like Disney film. It's Disney Channel film. Disney original Disney Channel film. So I was like, oh, it's already going to be trash. It's not like how it was like in our the 90s or like the early 2000s when we had like Hocus Pocus and stuff like that. So and that Kim Possible trailer was pretty bad.
Like, it was awesome, man.
They didn't even hint at, you know, the naked mole rat at all.
Bro, at this point, I'm scared to see that in the movie.
I forgot the boy that had a crush on Kim.
Ron?
Did they even have Ron in the trailer?
I don't remember seeing him, but I was so baffled by how trash it was. I forgot he even existed for a moment. Now I'm going to watch it again and see if he was in there.
It was kind of bad. And like on top of that, like, She was wearing a jetpack. It looked like it was made out of cardboard.
Man. Fucking Disney Labo jetpack, man. That was not working for him.
It is a film, so I don't see them really touching up on like her day-to-day life. But
right. Whatever. Yeah, well, Kim Possible is not looking good. Definitely
it's will be sick. Already. It's already going in garbage. But what am I say? These little kids might like it. They probably never watched, you know, Kim Possible when it first came out.
In all honesty, if they see this, they'll probably get turned off from the original show.
They're like, the original show was trash. This movie is better. I'm like, okay.
No, we do not need that. In that case, they can just leave the IP alone.
Watch, man, these little kids gonna love this show. I mean, they love this movie. Watch.
I can already see it, man. But I think we ragged on Kim Possible and the crushing of our childhood long enough. So, get back up on DC. Amy Adams, the actor for Lois Lane in the DC Universe, claims she is stepping out of DC Universe. Does anybody actually care?
Me, personally, I don't care. That's like the guy that was playing, you know, Commissioner Gordon. He's leaving. I really don't care because we rarely see him on the screen anyway. And then on top of that, people want DC to make a change. They don't want them same characters in there because it feels like that Snyder cut. So if they have to make a change. And if she wants to leave, let her leave. She wasn't really that important anyway. Like, she almost died. And I kind of wanted her to die in the show or the movie. I wanted her to drown. I really did.
But yeah, it was J.K. Simmons who played Commissioner Gordon in Justice League. Yeah. I thought it was a pretty good fit for him, but you know.
It was a fit, but like we rarely seen him.
True.
So it kind of didn't like, oh wow, that sucks.
Yeah, of course I was hyped when I found out they weren't casting him for Commissioner Gordon, but like you said, we haven't seen enough of him. Yeah. And with Amy, I just every time I saw her, I was like, oh, we're back to her again. Like I don't know why, but this reporter persona, like that personality in movies, like, it gets my damn nerves so much. So her leaving, I just don't care, but. Yeah,
I think really nobody cares, honestly.
Yeah.
She tried to throw a shot like they're you know they're revamping things or whatever.
It was something like that, saying revamping DC.
Hey, but, get the stepping girl.
Right, you will not be missed. I wonder who they recast for her though, because of course Lois Lane, she's a big part of Superman's life, but you know how important
they probably got a long time because. Located, they're probably not making a Superman film for a long time.
Oh yeah, that's been pushed off for a minute. Because isn't Henry Cavill doing different projects right now?
He's doing like many different projects, but like the way it's looking, like Superman is the last thing on their mind.
Right, they're trying to get everybody else but him at the moment.
And I kind of agree. Like he just. Too big of a character that you can really try to put on the screen yet. Like they tried, he kind of did a good job, but like he's too strong and like they got to figure out how to, a perfect way to do it.
Yeah. Like I enjoy Batman v Superman. That's a guilty pleasure for me in Justice League, and of course, fans love Justice League as well. But as far as like success, box office, all that stuff, and just I guess more outside public reception of him, it wasn't all that great, especially that stupid CG mustache fiasco that happened with Justice League. So it's good to take it back to Superman for now. Let some time get between them. And they're bringing back Connor and River.
We'll see what they do. That is most likely Henry is always going to play him until he decides not to.
Yeah, I think he's a pretty good fit for Superman too. So I hope they give him back again.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But finally, guys, for anime fans, we're now talk about anime. So Shonen Jump recently announced that on their website, all their newest mangas will be free for readers. And of course, if you want to, there's a $2 subscription for a month to get access to their back catalog. Me personally, this is great news. I finally don't have a reason to use Kiss Manga anymore because that site, as useful as it is, the pop-ups as just the constant noise using it was getting on my nerves. But then again, it was a better alternative compared to other websites. But effectively, like they're being aggressive right now because we know for long as they've been trying to tackle the pirating. They've been dealing with their mangas. So I'm pretty sure this is probably the best way for him to go about it. But how do you feel about it, Sol?
I really like it. It was something that was needed because
definitely
like,
needed.
Like half the time I'm just looking like when I'm trying to find like manga to read, I just type in like blah 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 manga free online just to find it. And so hopefully this will you know bring a change and people will actually look at it, you know, maybe, you know, subscribe for that $2 a month. It's, that's like a surcharge. So it's not affecting nobody's pocket.
Yeah, that's true. Of course, with it being free, you got to expect advertisements on the website as well. Because yeah, they need some type of revenue to keep them going.
And yeah, and that depends on how many chapters you can read. Hopefully, it's not like nothing crazy. But like now with that, you can watch, you can read all My Hero. You can do that. So like, you know, y'all can get on it.
Yeah, right now My Hero is like the second biggest shonen right there, right under One Piece. Well, as far as like manga sales, that's what I'm going off of. But yeah, for me, some of the veteran anime fans, this website's success hinges on their back catalog. Because some of us, we're already copying new animes, but we won't go back to the old ones we probably missed or still trying to make sure we keep up with. So that really is a big factor they have to get right as well.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. We'll see how they implement it, because I know that they should have access to the majority of the manga IPs out there, or at least partner up with them. So I do hope it's for... Because I do know they'll get the bigger ones. I hope they get the smaller ones as well, because there's always a fan base for those as well.
Yeah, I would like for them to, you know, to get, like, even get older manga and just put it on there. I would like to see them, you know, I like them, and also promote newer ones, and like newer small ones too. So.
They can really make it a theme for manga if they do it right.
They could put in some work, but we'll see what they do. We'll see.
I wonder if they're censoring themselves, because, you know, there is more obscure manga out there.
That is Berserk. No, but it's shonen, so.
Yeah.
I doubt they just going to put, you know, shonen manga in there. So.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not going to put no, what is it, shining manga or anything crazy in there? Yeah, they're not going to put no adult manga in there.
Yeah, they're probably some sort of censorship for it.
We're not going to see no Berserk or anything in there, so.
God dang, man. I'm not even sure if you dropped this recent manga for Berserk yet. Last time I checked, you didn't.
I just read like the most recent mangas I just read is Seven Deadly Sins. The most recent chapter came out like 2 days ago, and Boruto chapter. It's looking good, man.
Yeah, I need to get back on Boruto. I'm like a few episodes behind. I actually might just start a manga for Boruto, because the show
It's like a lot of extra dialogue. Read the manga, bro.
Yeah, it's time for transition. And like I told y'all in the DM, I recently started Seven Deadly Sins, watching the sub version of it. God dang, bro, that show's good.
Yeah, like, don't say, don't watch the dub, watch the sub. I mean, yeah, watch the sub, man.
Bro, you can go on Netflix, watch it, okay. I heard that shit, I heard dub, like, nope. I immediately exited out and tried to find the sub. Because
it's all the, you know, all the chapters, well, not all the chapters, all the seasons are on Netflix.
Yeah. So,
I just put it on one day and I heard English. I was like, what is this? Not like instantly, like,
changing. Exactly.
Like, it made me sick to my stomach, man. I was like, I can rarely like do anything like any anime or any like Japanese adaptation in English at all. Like, I just recently watched Gantz Zero again. Mm-hmm. I cannot watch that in English.
Yeah, man, even the bigger animes I can't do in dub. Like, if it's an anime that's specifically made for dub, like there's no sub at all, no like Japanese voice actors, just English voice actors, like with Violet Evergarden, which is a phenomenal anime, that I'm okay with, because the voice acting with that was actually pretty good. Like, but for most cases I can't do it, because like with most anime, the script, the dialogue is cheesy as hell. So just hearing in English is worse for me. I can read it in my own language, but hearing in my own language, I can't do it.
It'd be so bad. I'm like, man, nobody will say this. Like, stop.
Exactly, bro. Especially the older type of animes right now, because like their version of storytelling, like, they like be very vocal, like say everything that they're thinking.
It's
like almost Pokemon level. Like, you say everything that you see, make sure everybody's on the same page. Like, I can't do it. Like, for me, it's up all the way in most cases. But yeah, to segue on to our next topic, we're right back DC, guys. Plastic Man has been announced for an upcoming movie for DC. And it turns out, again, the screenwriter Amanda Idoko, I believe, to write the script. And they also have Bob Shea, the former co-founder of the New Line Turn producer, who will be executive producer for Plastic Man. I mean, you only know a little bit about Plastic Man. I see him in the old Batman cartoon on Cartoon Network, Batman Brave and the Bold. I like him in there. He's a pretty cool character, but I don't know much about him. But so, how do you feel about this? How much do you know about Plastic Man?
Y'all better stop sleeping on Plastic Man, yo. Like, Plastic Man, yo, because Plastic Man, he's a part of the Terrifics in DC Metal. Like, the event that's going on in DC and stuff like that. And he's pretty valuable just on, like, everything that's going on with, like, the stuff like Nymph Metal, like the Dark Universe. He can transform into anything he wants to.
Really now?
Yes. He is a problem. Like, he could transform his arm into like a shark head. He could do crazy things. Like, he's a dope character. I like him. And like, he's like a cheesy little comedian too. So
Okay, so what's his backstory? Like, how did he get his powers? Like, how did they work too?
I'm not really like touched up on his character. I just know like majority of stuff from like DC Metal and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't really know how he got his powers or anything like that.
Okay, because like for me, when I first heard about him, like I was used to think about the same thing as like Mr. Fantastic.
But yeah, he's a comedian version of Mr. Fantastic.
Okay.
But he's not as smart or anything like that. So he can stretch. He can change his body into anything he feels so. And like, I think he's like irresistible to like a lot of damage, like almost anything.
Okay, so like it's Luffy but more broken.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Bet. And about Amanda Itoku, do you know much about her? She's writing a script for Plastic Man.
What has she done?
Me personally, I don't know. I've been trying to research it a little bit, but of course we know it's gonna be a comedic movie for it. But yeah,
I think they're gonna try to take the approach kind of like The Mask, kind of.
They could, they really could.
I can see it working for them. I don't know. You said her name is what?
Amanda Iduke, Idoko. She's also an actress as well. But yeah,
I gotta actually see who she look. I gotta see what she look like.
Yeah, she's like an actress, a writer, her own self movies. She read Breaking News in Yuba Country. That's in pre-production right now. But yeah, I'm trying to look up her history. I'm not seeing much for it.
Must
have faith in her.
I don't see nothing, really.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's that Breaking News in Yuba County.
Yeah, I've never heard that movie myself. It could be a smashing hit for her. But yeah, just gotta see. Of course, that first trailer.
This is her biggest role, her biggest like gig that she got. I can definitely say that.
Yeah, so I hope they do kill it. Like, I'm really hopeful for DC in the future right now. If they announce this before the whole DC world, DC universe, all this that we know about, I'd probably be a little bit more worried. But I'm not as skeptical as I would be with this announcement. Just seeing the turnaround DC's made in just a few short months. So I have a little bit of faith in them.
Yeah. Breaking Good is like a documentary, though. Like, that's, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see what she can do.
Yeah, and the producer, Robert Shea, what's his name? Robert Shea, yeah. He's made High in the Clouds, Middle Earth, The Liberator, Ambition, Haunting on Fraternity Row, Shadowhunters, Mortal Instruments, Dirty Bomb, When the Brats Break, The Mortal Instruments, City of Bones, A Nightmare on Elm Street. Oh, okay.
The Golden he made one of my favorite horror movies, Freddy vs. Jason. So.
Yep, I see on there too. He also produced Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring as well. So this dude,
he has a record. He has a good record. So.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure he'll see her on the right line and they'll probably just bounce off each other. So there's hope for the movie. Of course, you got to see that first trailer when they drop. That's going to sell everybody on it. Like they become Shazam.
Yeah, Shazam. I agree.
But yeah, right now, looking real good for DC. That's all I can say. Just real hopeful for them.
They got some hits. Marvel better look out. They better stop playing.
I know, brother. Everybody's sleeping on DC right now, though. You've been standing for him for a good while. Now everybody's seeing it.
People still gonna talk shit on him, no.
Yeah, that's never gonna change.
I don't know why DC gets this much hate. Listen, because they comics completely shit on Marvel. I'm gonna be real.
Oh yeah, from my personal experience, like their storytelling, the world building, just like how they craft their stories to be able to execute them, right? It's just better than Marvel.
They just recently, you know, they got two good issues are, you know, Killmonger and
of course, I know you stand for Killmonger.
The intergalactic stories of Black Panther and Wakanda. Those two are good.
Everything else you're not messing with.
Everything else is okay. You know, DC is on fire. They got Heroes in Crisis. They got the Doomsday Clock. They got so much, man.
Yeah, man. I know. It's just they're killing it right now. Can't say anything about it, but they're definitely killing it.
We just gotta see how me personally, I think when Aquaman comes out, it's gonna shut a lot of people up.
Yeah, I think it will too.
I think it's gonna be like rated B. I hope so. I'm probably gonna be so wrong, but I think it's gonna be like rated in the 90s.
It could be, bro. Like they said, reviews for it so far are phenomenal. But I'm really do hoping this movie just shuts up all the naysayers and whatnot, and they can finally like just get past this like this massive hyperbole they have against them, all this negative press to get this negative connotation. I really do hope Aquaman is a breakout success for them. Just get past that. People actually start looking for what they actually offer and whatnot, and not just doing bandwagon and fanboys and crap.
I want to predict what would their next film be, though.
At this point, it's kind of hard to tell, bro, because we didn't see Shazam coming for a while. Now they're doing Plastic Man. Like, they're busting everything on, man.
Yeah, they're just going for anybody, honestly, from DC. I don't know who. It would be dope if they did, like, a Jason Todd film.
Oh, man. You know what? That might happen because of how successful Titans is. Because they just introduced him into the show as well.
That would be dope. I would like that. Because, you know, they're doing it, the Joker film. Jason Todd would be good, man.
A quick cameo. Like, they just touch him a little bit.
Yeah, just, you know, throw a little hint of Titans in there, you know.
Yeah, man. I actually do hope DC are the first ones to actually properly interconnect their TV shows and their movies. Other than Marvel.
The thing is, I think they're not going to do that anymore. They don't want to do it like Marvel because that's what made them fail the first time. I think that's why they changed their name to the Worlds of DC, because each story is going to be in a...
Oh, their own contained story. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be like a different reality, a different world. That's why they're allowed to tell different stories. That's why we're going to have the Phoenix Joker while we have Jared Leto's Joker and stuff like that. And we're going to have, who knows, we might have another Batman, stuff like that. So.
Okay.
I kind of like it because, you know, you get like different stories. You might get like a Batman actor kill. Was he killing in? No, he wasn't killing in the most recent Batman films. But we might get a Batman that uses guns and shoots people and stuff, you know?
Oh yeah, probably in the Flashpoint universe. Thomas Wayne. Yeah. They pretty set the foundation for them to do whatever they want and like not get held down or like constricted by other properties that they're doing. Was really smart on them.
Yeah. You know what would be dope? A comedian movie.
Oh,
comedian from Watchmen.
Yo, they can really touch upon Watchmen again though. They can
I don't know, but what's this? I forgot the Jeffrey Dean. Jeffrey Dean is an amazing actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to come back and play comedian again in his own film. I just know that shit would be amazing, bro.
You think they'll bring him back and I'll recast him?
I would prefer them bring him back because he's just the perfect representation of the comedian. I don't see nobody else can play. I don't really see anybody else that can play the comedian like Jeffrey Dean.
Yeah,
he built like him. He looked like him. It's too much. It's like Wolverine playing like, you know, or Hugh Jackman playing Wolverine and you know, Robert Downey Jr. playing Tony Stark. Like, I can't see it any other way.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. So I'm really, speaking of Wolverine, I'm really concerned, like, how will they recast him, though? Like, would it be, because I'm sure it would be more aligned with the comic version of Wolverine. You know, he's much shorter, a little more built. And Hugh Jackman, you know, he's like, what, six? He's, I don't know, he's like over 6'5", right? Around that
He's
range?
like six. He's like 6'3" to 6'5", around there, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. So Hugh Jackman, he's tall as shit, bro.
Yeah.
But he worked perfectly as Wolverine for the time being.
I really think they're not gonna really care as much as the height, but they're probably gonna try to get somebody, at least probably around 6 foot and no higher, So.
Yeah. Because, like,
But
in the comic, how tall is Wolverine? Like, five something, four
he's like
something? Like,
5'5" or something.
he's like an average type of woman, pretty much.
Like, because it's going to be hard just for them to have Wolverine in a film when like girls are just going to be like towering over him too. So like,
Yeah. But what they actually do it, though, they throw shots in the entire movie, how short he is. That'd be hilarious, man.
it would, but then it's like, now I can't kind of take him serious now because now everybody making fun of him. I need him to be a badass.
Ayo, they make him brutal like they did, like Logan, bro. I could take it seriously from the jump then.
Yeah, I agree. It's Marvel now. He can't do it brutal like that no more.
Yeah, that's right. God damn. If Disney didn't own Marvel, but they somehow had the resources that Disney had, I'll feel so much better about their universe.
We're gonna get a PG Wolverine.
Bruh. Man, at that point, he might as well not pop out his claws then, because he ain't gonna cut nobody up. Oh, it's gonna do it off screen, which would be terrible for a movie shoot. Him just cutting.
I don't even know if they're gonna have blood like that.
They can't use saliva. That should be looking weird. Everybody throw up saliva. He gets cut up now.
Yeah, because even when Tony got stabbed, it wasn't blood.
Yeah. We know phase four might be a little bit darker. Well, we know. Phase four,
They
I
said
think
when
they
they
did.
PG-13, they get to say at least one F-bomb, but they never do.
Yeah. One day, we might
But
get there. But
who
they're definitely
knows?
questioning the boundaries of PG-13, so we might get something along the lines like Venom. It was PG-13 too, right?
Yeah, but there was no blood.
That's true. Ah, dang it, yeah. Well, that's their battle they want to fight. They won't put restrictions on themselves, so we'll see what they do with it.
Yeah. Hopefully everything turns out to be good.
Yep, that's all we can hope for. But moving on to our next topic. Yes, guys, we got you another anime topic. A new Ghost in the Shell anime has come to Netflix and reportedly is dropping in 2020. No, so I've never watched Ghost in the Shell at all. So I believe
Really?
you have and seen the movie as well. So what are your thoughts on this?
I think it's good. I just only thing is I don't know the art style they're gonna use because from like that
Yeah.
little screenshot, it looked kind of colorful, and I kind of like the old school way, Ghost in the Shell look. And it was kind of like semi-realistic and stuff like that. So, but it's good. At least they're acknowledging Ghost in the Shell. It's like top 10. Go.
As long as it's not 3D animation like they're doing with
If it's any bit of CG in this, I'm gonna have to skip because like Netflix loves to like cut corners and just throw CG in everything.
So CG is cheaper than the actual 2D animation.
Because you can just make it on like a computer without actually like drawing frame by frame. You could just move the limbs with your mouse and stuff like that. Really, though. Like,
Okay.
once you make a 3D model of the character, it's not really hard. It's easier for them to, like, make dynamic, like scenes and do, like, crazy things, but, like, it might look, terrible.
Yeah. Well, if they do a little bit like they do in was it Goblin Slayer? It was like only snippets of it throughout the episode.
Yeah, that's
Usually
the good
like
part.
in,
Like
yeah.
some anime and like some films, they use CG for like certain parts. Like say if like someone throws like a sword and they want to do a slow motion of the sword about to go to the guy, or like they want to have like a slow motion punch but have the camera moving while they're in that slow motion, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
So in some cases it looks good. Other cases was like the predominant animation, it just throws off the entire show.
Of
Look, we're
course,
all familiar with it.
of
Go ahead,
course,
man.
we know Evangelion is Evangelion. I like calling it Evangelion. Coming to Netflix.
Oh yeah, finally. I'm glad it's coming to Netflix because I've seen like bits and pieces of it. So actually be able to watch the entire series to run on Netflix is gonna be dope, man, for me.
Oh yeah. The show is a mountain mover. It really, you know, made changes for anime.
Oh, that's what's up. Quick, did Gurlock come after Evangelion or was it before?
Came after.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess they took inspiration from them as well.
They took heavy inspiration. It took crazy inspiration. I had to remember some scenes from there, but yeah, it definitely did. You could just tell by this, the art style and just everything about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. No, Netflix, bro, they've been moving aggressively for anime in the past few months, so like we just had the bad news with the Marvel shows got canceled, right? But like a few weeks later, get more news about anime coming. So it's like they're really trying to fill
like Marvel. Netflix. I like Netflix because they have a diverse like list of just everything. They don't just have, you know, Disney shows or you know, like TV like shows from ABC, like Family Guy or whatever. They have a list of everything, and like they don't hold any there's no like parental like cutoff, like, oh, we're not gonna show this because it might be a little too harsh for right. You know, for everybody that's on or that's sub to us. They show everything. They got Devil Man Crybaby, they got, everything. Wild. So like,
yeah, man, Devil Man Crybaby, that messed me up for a good while.
Yeah, that really hurt me. And I appreciate that that Netflix isn't like just trying to cater to like a certain like age group. They just throw everything out there, and I felt like they're showing respect to like just smaller teams and like people that's trying to make their own, like LaShawn Thomas, who made, you know, who did the art style for like Boondocks and stuff like that. He's making his own anime and stuff like that. So. We got Castlevania. Like,
ooh, that was great. Yeah. Oh, also, I don't know if you talked about this last show, but the creative director of that producer, I forget his name, forget who he was. It was over Castlevania. He wanted to do what was the other anime? Was it Berserk? I believe.
Hey, bro, if he was to do Berserk, I'm 100% with it. Like, I would love that because it's gonna look amazing.
Yep.
He's gonna do a great job telling the story of it. It's gonna be overall god tier. And like I really hope that I kind of would want them to start from the beginning, but I'm fine with them starting after, you know, the golden age arc. So I'm totally fine with that. But I would like for them to start from the very beginning.
Like, and just tell the story again?
Yeah, to tell the story again. I need to see everything again. I need to see it again.
You want to see a more modern adaptation, I see you.
Yeah, man, I need to see Baby Guts. I need to see all of them, man.
Yeah, of course, with him, like, he's not with all the censorship crap, so he's definitely going to show the more vulgar scenes that happened to Guts in his past as well, because in some adaptations, like, they'll, like, cut away from it, show the shadow or whatnot. But I'm sure she's going
to show it. They're going to show everything. It's called break people. I need to see everything.
Right, yeah, especially for us, because we're caught with the anime, the manga. If they think what they see in the beginning is bad, ooh, bro, after everything hits the fan, run, like, they're trying to get their lives back together and whatnot, bruh, the shit so that happened afterwards, bro.
It's so bad, and I love it, man.
Like, I know, right, man? Yo, guys, if this actually ever happens, y'all are in for a treat if you don't want to read a manga. Because, man, it gets wild and berserk.
Like, I guarantee, if they were to do this, and, like, the creators of the Castlevania anime were to, like, be on board, I guarantee the surge of people that just jump on Netflix is going to be pretty big. There's a lot of stands for Berserk. There's a lot of stands.
Yep. Especially if you look at it this way, if we don't, the Berserk manga doesn't end up on the Shonen manga website, but we get this instead, like, come on, my bro, you're going to bring on definitely a lot of big crowd.
Yeah. I would say, it's definitely not going to be on the Shonen Jump because it's not shown in, so.
Yeah. But yeah, what was the category? What is the category for Berserk as far as manga? You said something earlier.
It's I forgot the category. I think it's shonen. I think it's
Sandy, like a Sandy, stuff like that.
Like a adult manga. So
yeah. So yeah,
I forgot what it's categorized as. I think it's shonen. I think.
Yeah, this is why we need bloody. That encyclopedia knowledge for situations like this.
Yeah, I just read it. I don't care what's the genre type.
Exactly, man.
Like, oh, this is a shining. Like me, I used to read there's a manga called The Breaker, and me, I didn't even know it was. I thought it was like a manga from Japan, but it's not. It's a Korean one. They don't call theirs manga. They call theirs manhwa or something crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's I don't know. Shinning is made for college age young men. So yeah, okay. That's for adults kind of. So
makes sense. But I think we can finally segue to our last topic, which was, we literally saw a trailer for this movie like minutes before the show started. So the movie is called Brightburn, I believe, right?
Yeah, Brightburn, fire.
Yeah, it's directed by or produced by James Gunn. Which one was it?
Let me check.
But basically, guys, the premise of this movie is, take Superman, his origin story of him crashing Earth, and just turn that shit into a complete horror story. Like, oh my goodness, bro. Like, to describe this movie, like, from the get-go, like, you see his parents right there in the house, like, it's such a story, like, we're praying for a baby, we just want a child. All of a sudden, you see a meteorite in the distance at night.
Produced by James Gunn.
It was produced by him?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, so you know it's going to be lit. So, like, you see a meteorite coming into space, right, but crash down on Earth. The parents, they walk up to the meteorite, and she's like the mother. She's holding like a baby wrapped in a blanket. And then like it goes throughout them, like him growing up, like getting his powers. And they establish like for some reason he's drawn to the spaceship, I believe. I believe it's a spaceship that was locked in the basement. Of
yeah,
the farm.
Most likely it's 100% the spaceship. So like, everything about this trailer points to Superman. Like he has magical or special abilities. He can fly. He can, even from the part of the, like it looked like he has heat ray vision, like he's super fast. And they seen it was a clip where he was in like outside in the backyard. Mm-hmm. He just like zipped past. Like everything about this is like, yo, what if Superman was the Antichrist?
basically it. Cause like I'm looking at the symbols he kept drawing. I'm like, what the shit? Like, no, this is not the S.
You know what that symbol reminded me of? I kept on thinking it's the Berserk.
The curse mark from Berserk.
It's Berserk. 100%. Yes, if the only thing is the top lines do not connect.
Right.
But that is the Berserk. I don't know where the symbol is from, but clearly it's a satanic symbol or something.
Exactly. So,
but like this symbol doesn't mean anything good. It looks like a Berserk symbol, so like
yeah, this definitely ain't Superman. I wanted to be Superman so bad because I wanted to be like a twisted, like
I would love it because
telling of the story.
Remember we just had like a recent somebody like I would like to do a horror version of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, maybe this is like Superman. Remember what's that movie that came out with Ryan Reynolds and they were like in space and people thought that was like the Venom origin story. I think it was called like Life or something. It was called Life. And people were like, well, this is... Yeah, it was Ryan Reynolds. It was a couple people. They were all in space and they found like this small organism and they were studying it and like it got loose, stuff like that. It started killing them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was Life.
Yeah. But then people thought that was a Venom origin story. It's kind of hard. Like they didn't stop playing with people emotionally. But like this should have just been, this should have been the Red Sun.
Bro, if they named it that, bro, I would fuck my shit.
I'm like, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. But speaking of Red Sun, have you seen the motion comic for that?
No, I haven't.
Bro, watch it, bro. After Shuma, you have to watch it, bro. Like, it's like What's the best way to describe it? It's like taking a stab at Superman, but like it's like a prequel to like the Marvel Universe. No, DC Universe that we know it is right now, bro. It's like it's crazy to describe it, but you have to watch it for yourself. Yeah, man. To set up for it's like a Russian Superman. It's like set in like in the what era? The 40s, 50s, or maybe around that time. I believe it's around the Cold War era, I think. But like Superman, instead of him crashing the United States, he crashed in Russia, pretty much.
Yeah, I remember, like, I know, like, most of the premise of it. I just never, like, really dove into it.
Bro, you guys take some time out your day to watch that. It is wild.
I like, I'm not even hyped for, Vision 4. I'm more hyped for Bright Sun, I mean, Bright Burn than everything now.
Exactly.
Like,
Like Captain Marvel, Avengers 4, right now I just don't care. But
yeah, I don't
Brightburn,
care.
Aquaman, Shazam, that has all my attention right now for movies.
Yeah, man. I was like, bro, that I watched that trailer like 3 times. I'm gonna be real with you. Like, I was just trying to look at everything like, yo, this is like to the T is Superman's origin story. Like to the T. Like they're in a farm. They have hay fields everywhere. There were like wheat fields everywhere. Like,
They even had the old rinky old truck, bro. They were
yeah.
not talking about this rendition.
James was like, yo, we taking everything from Superman. We making this scary as shit. Clearly.
Yeah, man, it's just wild. Like, think of it like a high quality bootleg. But all the difference, they took the title off and pretty much made it their own. But yeah, guys, Brightburn is looking really good. I got a friend. When does it come out to?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I
they're
just hope
probably
this year. I really hope this year.
it's like Christmas drops.
I mean, yeah, I need it now.
You're like, I don't even mess with horror movies like that. Like, you managed to get me on The Haunting of Hill House. That was a great show on Netflix. That messed me up for a good while. But this,
Bro, I love that. I love that show, man. What did I get that? I
definitely.
think I get that show like almost like a 10. I think I give it a 10.
Yeah. Like, I love it. There's some issues I have with the show. Like, I wish they fleshed out some of the ghosts better. Because, like, you really don't know much about them except, like, the, I forgot his name, the real tall one that, like,
Oh
breaks loose from the
yeah.
wall.
The one that was messing with the brother.
Yeah, fuck that dude. Him, Mr. Smiling Man, we only saw, like, what, an episode? And
Yeah.
that's it?
We might get an origin story,
I don't know, bro. I might break my code again and watch that shit and get fucked up for, like, another 2 weeks. But yeah, Netflix, DC Universe, but they've been killing their shows recently, bro.
I give respect to both of them. Marvel, Netflix, DC, Marvel, all of them, they've been on there. They've been going 100%, so I can't get mad at it.
Yeah. But like Marvel recently, like they just dropped like onslaught trailers like out of nowhere, pretty much like Captain Marvel, Avengers 4, and probably Spider-Man later on today. It's like they're trying to do their best, like get ahead of Detective Pikachu or something. Because when that dropped, bro, that slayed everything. Like even the
Oh,
same
yeah.
day, Toy Story 4, yeah, Toy Story 4 dropped. This movie we're all been waiting for, bro. Like most people didn't even know it was happening.
Oh, you talking about the Detective Pikachu trailer?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, man, I did like when when the both of those trailers dropped, I definitely didn't know Toy Story. I didn't even know they dropped it at first. I was like,
Yeah, but this
I
is
saw
Pixar
like
we're talking about. Like, we just got off the high from Incredibles 2, and we even know Pixar, Toy Story 4 is coming out.
I saw a poster and I was like, oh, why they making a poster like this? Like, why they doing this? Look like look like he about to die.
Right.
And I didn't even know they dropped the trailer. You know that Detective Pikachu came out and it destroyed it.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I think we've covered our topics in good depth for today. Taylor's definitely an experiment, just me and you, Blaze, me, I'm sick, Super G. Unfortunately, got stuck in traffic, so he couldn't make the show. But it was definitely a good show, nonetheless.
Yeah, I ain't mad, man. We have fun.
Definitely, man, held it down just on our own. But I just want to thank everybody for coming out and listening to us ramble on about these topics, y'all. Soul King, where everybody can find you?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, at the Soul King. I post, some art, and I post a lot of memes and troll, and I like to argue with people. So, if you want to argue, hit me up.
Yeah. Like Soul King is like I only know two people on the internet I will not bother debating with. It's Soul King and probably the real masculine one.
I
Two people I just avoid.
gonna keep trolling you, man. I like to argue.
Right. There's a lot of people out here who likes to do that. But for me, yeah, I don't do nothing. I'm usually on Twitter, retweeting or liking something. That's pretty much it.
Definitely retweeting and liking.
That's all I do on Twitter. That's pretty much it. But yeah, you can find me at Cyrus D. Burke on Twitter, y'all. And again, just thank you for coming out, guys. I know Blade wasn't here, just us two, but the fact that y'all still came out here and listened to us, it means a lot for us. So again, just want to thank y'all from the bottom of our heart. And I just hope y'all have a great weekend. Peace.